Cooler weather may increase your chance for an encounter with a bat. Entomologist with USU Extension, Zach Shum, tells his story of coming face-to-face with a bat in his laboratory.
It just looked like a bat was flying outside. When I started walking over to the office section, it just kind of flew right past my head. It just like made its way in somehow through the ceiling, and I just had a bat friend in the lab.
Shum has a background in wildlife and felt comfortable handling the situation, but many people feel apprehensive when dealing with bats. Adam Brewerton with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources studies bat behavior. He says there are many species of bats, but the changing season may mark a transition for both migratory and hibernating species.
By the time late summer comes around and coming into fall, all species of bats become a little bit more nomadic.
Fall is also breeding season for many species, which is a reason why people may be more likely to notice bat activity. Dr. Nikki Fry, a biology professor at Utah State University, studies the human dimensions of wildlife conflict. She says fall brings cooler temperatures and sees more people outside or leaving their windows open.
So just general human behavior, just enjoying the fall, is allowing us to be outside at the same time that bats are active.
Although people are careful with interacting with bats due to their potential to carry disease, Fry says she has noticed more tolerance of bats lately.
In the last 5 years, most of the calls I get are from people that have bats in the area that they're concerned for their own human safety, but they have no interest in harming the bats.
If you want to avoid encountering bats in your home, Fry says one of the easiest precautions you can take is turning off your porch light or setting it to a motion trigger so that it doesn't attract insects. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Caroline Long.